Retailers are counting on it. The sales tax-free weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. They hope it'll mean some $500 million in sales compared to a typical August weekend of just about $100 million. John Hurst of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts calls it a proven form of stimulus and says it's led to a boost in competition among retailers.
The question is, are they going to be coming out to your store versus your competitors? So you're seeing a lot of promotion out there, a lot of advertising. Consumers are going to be doing a lot of comparison shopping, just as they do in December for holiday shopping.
So Christmas in August. But why is saving just 6.25%, the sales tax, such a good motivator? We put that question to Andrew Aylesworth, professor of marketing at Bentley University.
I think people imagine that they're getting better deals than they're actually getting. When people hear sales tax holiday, they might not consciously think, oh, well, I'm saving 6.25%. They just think, well, deal, I'm getting something for free, and that something gets bigger in their head than it actually is.
You know, you take an iPod music player, for example, it might run about $150, depending on the features you get, the sales tax, 6.25%, which equals $9.94 in savings on a $150 item. Why would people spend $150 to save a little less than $10?
Well, you know, I think they're getting that iPod, which they've always wanted, and, you know, they've been thinking about getting an iPod for a while, and they think, oh, here's a chance to get it, and I'm going to get a deal. And it might be something, you know, I'm getting something for free here. They usually charge me this tax, and I'm getting something for free, and free is a magic word.
I wonder if some of it is also the notion that you sort of get to stick it to the man. You get to stick it to the government because I'm not paying the government that money, and it stays in my pocket.
That's right. The government's taking money out of my paycheck every week. They're taking money at the gas pump. They're taking money everywhere else. Now I'm going to get this iPod, and the government's not getting squat from it. Ha!
So many retailers, especially the furniture sellers, have been up and running ads for a couple of weeks now telling people to come in early and reserve your item. Does that kind of stuff work?
I think it might build traffic. And anytime you can build traffic at a retailer for any reason, get people in your store looking at stuff, I think that's a good thing because you never know what they're going to buy. So I think it might build traffic. And I actually, you know, I saw an ad last night for one of the furniture stores that is doing a why wait sale where they're saying that they're going to pay your sales tax for you. So, you know, and I think this comes back to what I said at the beginning. You know, they could just say we're having a 6.25% sale. You know, not that big of a deal. But they're saying, we're going to pay your sales tax for you. Just come in now before the weekend. And again, people are thinking, whoa, somebody's going to give us something for free.
All of this builds anticipation, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. And, you know, I think it becomes, you know, people start thinking ahead of time, oh, we have this tax. It's called tax holiday for a reason. People are kind of celebratory about it. I'm going to find something that I'm going to buy this weekend that I've always wanted because it's this weekend and this is when I can save some money.
Will you be doing any shopping this weekend? Tell the truth.
I have been racking my brain trying to think of something that I really need. And, in fact, my wife asked me the other day what I wanted for my birthday, which is coming up. And I was thinking, well, what do I need? And I really can't think of any medium ticket item that I really want. So probably not.
Well, we still hope you get a nice gift for your birthday, Andy.
I hope so, too.
Professor Aylesworth, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Professor Andrew Aylesworth teaches marketing at Bentley University. The sales tax holiday is tomorrow and Sunday in Massachusetts. But anything that costs more than $2,500 is not included, and you still have to pay sales taxes on cars, boats, meals, and tobacco.